Folks, we live in a totalitarian spy state. Let me explain. The government has become an expert in finding ways to sidestep what it considers inconvenient laws aimed at ensuring accountability and thereby bringing about government transparency and protecting citizen privacy. In fact, it has mastered the art of stealth maneuvers and end runs around our Constitution. It knows all too well how to hide its clandestine activities behind the so-called language of national security, the war on terrorism, and other so-called fronts. And when that doesn't suffice, it hides or just plain bamboozles the public into remaining clueless and in the dark to what's really going on. The case in point here, the National Security Agency, the NSA, has been caught diverting internet traffic normally safeguarded by constitutional protections in America overseas in other countries in order to conduct unrestrained data collection on Americans. It's extraordinary rendition all over again, only this time it's surveillance instead of torture being outsourced. In much the same way that the government moved its torture program overseas in order to bypass legal prohibitions against doing so on American soil, it is doing the same thing for its surveillance programs now. By shifting its data storage, collection, and surveillance activities outside America, a tactic referred to as traffic shaping, the government is able to bypass constitutional protections against illegal searches of Americans' emails, documents, social networking data, and other cloud-stored data. The government, however, doesn't even need to move its program overseas. That's the point. It just has to push the data over the border in order to, as they say, circumvent constitutional and statutory safeguards seeking to protect the privacy of Americans. Under this type of thinking, the government has justified hacking into and collecting an estimated 180 million user records from Google and Yahoo data centers every month because the data travels over the international fiber optic cables. The NSA program is carried out in secret, of course, with its pals in the British intelligence agencies. No wonder the NSA appeared so unfazed about the U.S. Freedom Act, which was supposed to put an end to the NSA's controversial collection of metadata from Americans' phone calls. The NSA had already figured out a way to accomplish illegally spying on Americans' communications without being shackled by the legislative or judicial branches of the American government. The U.S. Freedom Act was just a placebo pill intended to make the citizenry feel better and let the politicians take credit for reforming mass surveillance. In other words, it was a sham sold to a gullible public desperate to believe that we still live in a constitutional republic rather than a corporate-controlled, corrupt, warring, militarized banana republic. In fact, more than a year before, politicians attempted to patch up our mortally wounded privacy rights with the legislative band-aid fix, that is, the U.S. Freedom Act. Researchers at Harvard and Boston University documented clearly that secret loopholes would allow government agents to bypass Fourth Amendment protections to conduct massive domestic surveillance on innocent American citizens. Mind you, this metadata collection now being carried out overseas is just a small piece of the surveillance pie. The government and its corporate partners have a veritable arsenal of surveillance programs that will continue to operate largely in secret, carrying out warrantless mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans' phone calls, emails, text messages, and the like. In other words, the surveillance state is alive and well and kicking privacy to shreds in this country. On any given day, the average American going about his daily business is monitored, surveilled, spied on, and tracked more than 20 different ways by government and corporate eyes and ears. Whether you're walking through a store, driving your car, checking your email, or just talking to friends and family on the phone, you can be sure that some government agency, whether it's the NSA or some other entity, is listening in and tracking your behavior. This doesn't begin to touch on the corporate trackers that monitor your purchases, web browsing, Facebook posts, and other activities taking place in the cyberspace. Clearly, folks, we have now moved into a full-blown police state that's rapidly shifting into high gear under the auspices of a surveillance state. Not content to merely transform local police into extensions of the military, the Department of Homeland Security now, the Justice Department, and the FBI are also working to turn the nation's local police officers into techno warriors, complete with iris scanners, body scanners, thermal imaging, Doppler radar devices, facial recognition programs, license plate readers, cell phone Stingray devices, and much more. Add in the fusion centers, the citywide surveillance networks, data clouds conveniently hosted overseas by Amazon and Microsoft, drones equipped with thermal imaging cameras and biometric databases, and you've got the makings of a world in which privacy is reserved exclusively for government agencies. Thus, the NSA's techno-tyranny is the least of our worries. A government that lies, cheats, steals, sidesteps the law, and then absolves itself of wrongdoing cannot be reformed from the inside. Presidents, politicians, court rulings have come down and gone over the course of the NSA's 60-year history, but none of them have managed to shut down the government's secret surveillance of innocent Americans' phone calls, our emails, text messages, transactions, communications, and activities. But there's more. Just about every branch of government, from the Postal Service to the Treasury Department, and every agency in between, now has its own surveillance sector authorized to spy on the American people. And of course, that doesn't even begin to touch on the complicity of the corporate sector, which buys and sells us from cradle to grave until we have no more data left to mine. Indeed, Facebook, Amazon, and Google are among the government's closest competitors when it comes to carrying out surveillance on Americans, monitoring the content of your emails, tracking your purchases, exploiting your social media posts, and turning that information over to government agents. However, it's just not what we say, where we go, and what we buy that's being tracked. We're being surveilled right down to our genes now, thanks to a potent combination of hardware, software, and data collection that scans our biometrics, our faces, irises, voices, genetics, even our gait, the way we walk. These are then run through computer programs that can break the data down into unique identifiers, quote unquote, and then offers them up to the government and its corporate allies for their respective uses. In other words, to sell us products while spying on us. All of those internet-connected gadgets we just have to have, the smartwatches that can monitor our blood pressure, and the smartphones that let us pay for purchases with our fingerprints and iris scans, are setting us up for a brave new world where there is nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. For instance, imagine what the NSA could do, and is likely already doing, with voice print technology, which has been likened to a fingerprint, described as the next front line in the battle against overweening public surveillance. The collection of voice prints is a booming industry for governments and businesses alike. Suddenly, the NSA's telephone metadata program seems like child's play compared to what's coming down the pike. That, of course, is the point. The NSA is merely one small part of the shadowy deep state comprised of unelected bureaucrats who march in lockstep with profit-driven corporations that actually run Washington, D.C. and works to keep us under surveillance and thus under control. For example, Google openly works for the NSA. Amazon has built a massive $600 million intelligence database for the CIA. And the telecommunications industry is making a fat profit by spying on us for the government. In other words, corporate America is making a hefty profit by aiding and abetting the government in its domestic spying efforts. Incredibly, there are still people who insist they have nothing to fear from the police state and nothing to hide from the surveillance state because they have done nothing wrong. To those sanctimonious few, secure in their delusions, let this be a warning. There's no safe place and no place to hide. In an age of too many laws, too many prisons, too many government spies, and too many corporations eager to make a fast buck at the expense of the American taxpayer, we're all guilty of some transgression or other. Eventually, we will all be made to suffer the same consequences in the electronic concentration camp that surrounds us. In other words, the real question you face is this: in the eyes of the government, are you a worm, an insect, or just plain data? If your answer is none of the above, then it's time to wake up, folks, and fight back.